Good afternoon. Snow continues to fly across all of interior New York and New England as the strong storm system located south and east of Long Island continues to rapidly intensify. Lighter snow found on the northwest fringe of the storm still affecting most of central and northern New York, while heavier bands from the storm center are backing into New England and rotating through eastern and southern New York. The northern and western fringes of the storm system will see the lightest snowfall amounts on the range of about 1 to 3 inches, primarily in the western Catskills, the I-88 corridor, most of the central and western Mohawk Valley, and most of the Adirondacks. Parts of the southern and central and eastern Catskills north into the greater Capital District, the upper Hudson Valley, and into the Champlain Valley and central parts of Vermont, we'll see as much as 3 to 5 inches of snow, with some heavier and occasional bursts of snow possible. As we get closer to the storm center in the Litchfield Hills, the Taconics, the lower Hudson Valley, and into portions of the Berkshires and southern Vermont, 4 to 8 inches of snow likely, with more frequent heavier bursts. Still closer to the storm track in most of southern New England, including Springfield and Hartford, north into the Pioneer Valley and certainly east, frequent heavy snow and bursts of snow with thunder and lightning at times possible. In these locations, at least 8 inches of snow are possible toward the coast, with as much as 15 to 18 inches before the storm is through. The wind will also be a factor with this storm, gradually increasing throughout the day and becoming gusty by sunset and certainly after dark. So while temperatures will hold in the 20s for highs, wind chill values will be closer to 10 above. As the storm winds down, the steady snow will taper off to snow showers overnight, although the wind will continue to increase as temperatures nosedive. Readings will be down to around 0 to 10 above on average overnight and toward tomorrow morning, but wind chill values will start to drop well below zero, and by sunrise tomorrow, wind chills will be between 15 and 30 below. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with flurries, blowing snow, and scattered snow showers tomorrow, and it will be brutally cold with highs staying in the single digits above zero in most places, but wind chills ranging from 20 to 40 below. Wind chill values will remain in that 20 to 40 below range on Friday night, and despite mostly sunny skies on Saturday, it'll still be quite windy. High temperatures will barely reach zero during the day, and wind chills will remain 20 to 40 below. The coldest night of the season will occur on Saturday night, with most places between 10 and 30 below as the wind dies out. And on Sunday, the recovery will be slight, but we will be in the teens above zero with mostly sunny skies. Eventually, some clouds will move in advance of the next system during the day on Monday, which will offer up another round of some light snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings remain in effect from the Delmarva Peninsula northward along the Jersey coast, the eastern half of Long Island, and for the eastern parts of New England, including Boston. Snowfall totals of up to a foot are possible along the mid-Atlantic coast, with wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour. For the Boston metro area, up to 16 inches of snow is possible, with wind gusts possibly reaching 65 miles per hour. This will bring travel to a standstill today and tonight, with blowing and drifting snow in possible whiteout conditions. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, heavy at times, increasing wind, 4 to 8 inches of snow by evening in the mid-20s. Boston, snow and wind, the snow heavy at times with increasing wind, 11 to 17 inches by tonight. High temperatures in the upper 20s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 15 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:35 p.m. 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow through the remainder of the day, becoming windy with highs near 20. Windy with more light snow showers tapering off overnight tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow today, heavier bursts possible from time to time, becoming windy through the afternoon and into the evening with temperatures in the lower to mid-20s. Snow winding down tonight, very windy and cold, lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with mainly light snow today, becoming windy with highs near 20. More light snow ending as snow showers tonight, windy with lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow today, heavier bursts possible from time to time, becoming windy with highs in the lower 20s. Snow winding down tonight, remaining windy with lows in the single digits. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow today, perhaps some heavier bursts from time to time, especially in western New England, windy with highs in the lower 20s. Snow winding down gradually tonight as snow showers after midnight, remaining windy with lows in the lower single digits. Region-wide for tomorrow, few snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, windy, and brutally cold, with high temperatures 0 to 10 above and wind chill values 20 to 40 below. In and out sunshine for the day on Saturday, remaining windy and bitter cold, highs only near 0, wind chills remaining 20 to 40 below. Sunshine on Sunday, a frigid start well below zero, increasing clouds back up into the teens for afternoon highs. Mostly cloudy with some snow showers on Monday near 30 and into the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.